Thank you. favor. A lot of abstract feelings going on. That's why the names of these things. You take what's the name of the United States, USA. Then you take the name of Russia, USSR. USSR means USC. That, of course, makes Russia a bomb. Of course, in the Russian language, not USSR. But according to the way the United States is written, it is USSR. Words are very important. One day, I left all of my relatives and friends in Atlantic City. It's called Atlantic City. Because the space watch has kept me in the space with them. And the beam led me to Chicago. In Chicago, I introduced space music. I played many places that day. Then I went to Montreal, Canada, where it was also set my business to drive. Finally, I came to New York. Always told, don't go back. So being a rebel, I decided I was an enemy. I have met some opposition from the space hospital. But the space age calls for space wear. After all, my space wear is a casual time. That is, far out in a cool manner. I like New York because when it gets ready to really be an all that it has been, cannot tell what it shall be after it becomes receptive of my space music. I have made records, Transition, Saturn, and Savoy. Savoy album is the last. I have a proposition for her. I just don't like the name her because its history is too curious, wrong. So I want to change the name her to the name Sun Ra, or just Ra. Then, of course, I could do some things for them, like give them the space wisdom and the space music, and stop them from wearing their old-fashioned Earth-age clothes when the clothes that they're wearing now are Earth-age clothes, and they belong to the past. So if I could get them to look toward the future and be part of the future, of course, they could live in a different way from anything they ever suspected they could live. The sound of joy is enlightenment. Space-fied truth is enlightenment. Space-fied sometimes is easy. The sound is the sound, and the future is the sound. how, about how, and then. Ancient Egyptians spoke of solar boats thousands of years ago. It's strange that today the world is proud to create solar boats to go out and drive a space. Ancient Egyptians were the first to speak of cosmic solar ships or boats. How did they know this? The meaning of the sunrise. The sunrise means to live in the spirit or the sun spirit. The sunrise means the living spirit or the sun spirit, and it also means Pharaoh in one language.